Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Mix. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
They're jumping. They're intensely.
That's me.
I love it. It kind of is really a party in here with all the balloons we got.
A lot of balloons
and
in
a lot
here.
Of cupcakes.
A lot of bun cakes.
We have champagne on ice.
And a Lordy Lordy Look Who's 40 t-shirt. Oh,
and a God. Whole box of wine.
This is quite the day.
Why haven't we started drinking? I'm confused.
Let's get going.
All right. Let's get to Paul from West Seattle. Paul, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Paul has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Wow, I love that. How many lives are cats said to have?
9.
Correct. What holiday is always celebrated the third Monday in January?
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Correct. Who played Annie Reid in the romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle?
Meg Ryan.
Yes. According to Google, what is the most ordered item at McDonald's?
French fries.
Correct. Which iconic baseball player was nicknamed the Great Bambino?
Pass.
Tom Kenny is best known for voicing which popular Nickelodeon cartoon character?
Pass.
TI is the symbol for what chemical element?
Titanium.
Yes. What singer had the hit song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Pass.
Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of war?
Jupiter.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Pass.
Who is the villain in The Little Mermaid?
Oh, Ursula.
Yes. Yeah.
The Sultan of Swat?
The Sultan of Swat? The Colossus great, of Clout?
The Great Bambino!
Wow, I have no idea what you guys are doing. But, Paul, you got 6 correct.
Done.
That was enough earlier. That was enough for Shannon.
It was. And you started out really strong. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's getting a loss for sure. I think it's going to be close.
We're going to have to kick Sarah out of the studio afterwards, too. She doesn't know what we're voting.
It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, do you think Steve will know?
He is 100% on board.
Oh, I'm curious.
All right, well,
any chance to make Sarah feel worse, I'm down.
So, such a sweet guy you are.
Thank you.
Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
How many lives are cats said to have?
9.
Correct. What holiday is always celebrated the third Monday in January?
MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Correct. Who played Annie Reid in the romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle?
That Kate Hudson?
No.
No, her mom. Meg Ryan.
Okay, yes. According to Google, what is the most ordered item at McDonald's?
Oh, we should have got Taryn a Big Mac for her birthday since she's never eaten one. Is it a Big Mac?
No.
It's a French fries?
It is. Okay. Which iconic baseball player was nicknamed the Great Bambino?
Babe Ruth.
Correct. Tom Kenny is best known for voicing which popular Nickelodeon cartoon character?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. T.I. is the symbol for what chemical element?
Rapper.
I know.
Titanium?
It is. What singer had the hit song Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Shania Twain.
Yeah, of course you know that. Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of war?
What does that even mean? Is it Uranus, Sarah?
No.
Oh, Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
Yes. Who is the villain in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Wow. Steve. You, my friend, got a perfect 10.
I did?
You did, and that is a win, 10 to 6. Sorry, Paul.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Happy birthday, Taryn.
Woo. And they stay there.
Are you dedicating that performance to me?
That was my birthday gift to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Steve, I can just picture you, and maybe it's because you once dressed up as a cowboy for Halloween when you were a boy and then when you were a man. So I can just picture you strutting your stuff to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Let's go, girls.
There's not a day that goes by where I don't feel like a woman.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, real
you got
quick.
This long
okay.
Place.
Oh yeah. What's the thing that Sarah doesn't know?
If I said to you, if me and Taryn said to you, the Sultan of Swat?
The Colossus of Clout.
The Great Bambino. What are we quoting?
Oh, easily Schindler's List.
Yeah.
No. It's The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Thank you. We did that and she gave us the most disgusting look. She's never seen it.
Never. Well, and at first I thought you guys were quote because the last question was about The Little Mermaid. And I was like, is that... What?
Someone said, you're killing me, Smalls. Boo, Sarah doesn't know The Sandlot.
She's the worst. She really is.
I'm not surprised she hasn't seen The Sandlot, though.
I don't even know. I mean, I guess it's about a baseball player.
A bunch of kids. Yeah. It's a coming-of-age film.
Oh, they're losing, they get a coach, and then they win.
No.
Oh.
You dummy.
Yes. Sorry.
It's not The Mighty Ducks or Bad News Bears.
or
Major League.
All the other movies.
Right.
Well, I'll probably never see it, but congrats on beating Paul.
Thank you.
I am turning 40 this weekend, and we would like to cordially invite you to celebrate with all of us. We're going to be at Tony V's in Everett this Sunday, January 19th from 7 until 11. And if you can pop by and raise a glass, we would sure love to see you. Now, apparently, the rest of you guys have some sort of a surprise for me.
We do.
Woo!
It's a birthday celebration, and we have a surprise for you.
I have no idea what it is, and we will all
find
out.
Are you a little nervous?
I'm very nervous.
Good.
I'm freaking out, man. We're going to find out after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the morning, you guys have been surprising me for my birthday.
Yes.
It's happening again.
We have breaking news.
I have no idea what's happening.
We are celebrating your 40th birthday. And all morning long, we've been hearing from some...
Happy birthday, Terry.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday,
Terry. And we'll be celebrating at Tony B's on Sunday night, 7 to 11 p.m. All of us are going to be there. Come hang out. It's free to get in.
Yep.
It's going to be a great time celebrating your 40th birthday, which is actually your... That's the actual date.
That's the actual date.
And that would mean that we should probably talk to the people who brought you into this world on that actual date. Joining us are your parents.
Yay! Hi! Hi, Mom and Dad.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear parents. Happy birthday to you.
Let's go.
That, you know what? That is the rendition that they have sang to me every single day that I've had a birthday since I can ever remember.
So 40 times.
Yeah, 40 times. Yeah, at least.
40 times.
So, like, right now, I'm looking at our kid just turned 5. I'm like, where the hell did 5 years go? I got to imagine for you guys, you're like, where in the world did 40 years go to have Taryn?
Oh, absolutely.
And how could we have a child that old?
Right?
So, you guys are so young, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, we don't feel that at all.
Now, I remember, Mom, I remember, I think it was your 40th birthday that I remember quite vividly, where you and your friends all went to Vegas to celebrate turning 40.
No.
Oh.
No, that was Nancy Hughes's
birthday. That was her 40th birthday.
Yes.
Nancy likes to party.
I was still 39. Thank you very much.
Oh, got it. Well, technically, I'm still 39 for two more days.
Yes. Enjoy them while you can.
And Mom, I asked you the other day because I looked it up. I said, do you remember what day of the week I was born back in 1985? And you did not remember, but I told you. What day of the week was it?
I think we said Saturday.
It was a Saturday. It was a glorious Saturday in 1985 at Swedish Hospital.
Glory. Are we going to after party at Swedish Hospital to kind of really ring in the whole turning 40 thing?
We're going to after party at my parents' house.
Oh, we're taking it back to your parents.
Just like old times. Thanks, no, Mom and Dad.
The best part about it, though, when we were in the hospital, we were in the old wing of Swedish. All the other people having babies were in the new wing. I was in the old wing. I was kind of isolated. Karen was born with reddish hair, and Craig had two best friends with red hair that would come and visit me any hours, not during visiting hours. So the nurses, I swear, the nurses didn't know who the father was.
We still don't.
So like there's all these random guys with red hair that keep showing up. Is this the dad or is that the dad?
Well, I love you guys so much, and thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes, and it's so good to talk to you.
I have one memory, though, of yes. your day you were born.
Just one.
I was sitting in the chair. It was around Super Bowl, right? And I was sitting in my chair. My buddies always had a Super Bowl card game, pot limit poker game. I'd go to every year. And that happened to be that day you were born. So I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm a little, you know,
okay. It was the next day,
because
it was
Sunday. Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Rosalie looked at me, and she's laying in the bed with you, and she goes, just go to the game. Just go.
For real?
I said, okay, I'll go. I went to the poker game, and I won more money than I ever did, and I told the guys, I said, I got to buy the baby some shoes.
That was a good luck charm.
Early. I won the big pot, and I left early. So.
I can't believe Mom let you go.
Yeah, she did. That's
to this day, I'm fine. Just go.
Just go. You want to go.
Well, I love you guys very much, and you're going to be at Tony V's on Sunday, too.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Shaking your booties on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
All right. Birthday. We love you
birthday.
So much. And
Stralar. Stralar is an inside. Happy birthday, Terry. Happy birthday, Terry.
What is Stralar?
Stralar was some like weird word I used to say when I was little. Like I think I was trying to maybe say a different word, but it just came out Stralar.
Oh, okay.
So it's just been a thing we've said for close to 40 years now.
That's awesome.
We know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to give you tickets to Papa Roach with Rise Against at Climate Pledge Arena on April 1st. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You have been calling us and texting us all morning, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Nope, we have some breaking news more time. I'm so sorry, but today is your 40th birthday party.
Jared, happy birthday. It's time to dance.
Okay, Taryn, so this one is not a greeting from anybody that we recorded, but I just want to take a half a second to use our airtime to show you some love and wish you a happy birthday from yours truly.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to say, you know, it was about a little over a year ago, we pitched this whole crazy idea of you doing the show with me. And understandably, some people were like, that sounds crazy. She's never done anything in the mornings. And I understand that. That makes sense. You've never done a morning show, didn't have that experience. But I had faith that you would do an awesome job. I had faith that you would crush it in this position. And I just wanted to say, as someone who likes to try and prove people right, as opposed to trying to like focus on the negative and prove people wrong, thank you. I absolutely proves me right and many other people right that I knew you would do a great job at this. So you're incredible on the air. You're an incredible person behind the scenes. You've added so much to the show, both on and off the air. And I think I speak for the other two people on our show that you have brought so much great joy to us as a friend and as a coworker.
Thank you. You made me cry, Steve.
Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
And go Hawks.
And go Hawks forever.
And go Huskies, right?
No. Gross. Not today or any day.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Steve. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, so you can give us a call to chime in on anything from the day, or if you have anything on your mind you want to talk about. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And Joe Dredd, you want to weigh in on epic birthdays. We were talking about milestone birthday celebrations. Tell us about some of yours.
Well, first I want to wish you a happy birthday, Taryn.
Thank you.
And I have two quick stories. First, my 45th birthday party, my wife surprised me with a surprise visit from J.P. Patches.
Wait, so he visited you, like physically came to your place?
Yeah, you know, he came to my birthday party, which was at the Roxport out in West Seattle.
That's
awesome.
And
you never saw so many grown men act like little kids in your life.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so my 50th birthday, 5 years later, we were having my party at the Feedback Lounge, sadly is no longer around.
Mm-hmm.
And about 6 months before the party, my wife goes, you know what? I'm going online. I'm getting a hold of your friends. And I'm going to have everybody kick in a little bit of money because I've been eyeballing this bass guitar by Epiphone that I just loved. And she got everybody to donate to get me this bass guitar. We got enough money to get the guitar,
wow,
the hard shell case, and there was like $200 left over for a really cool custom guitar strap. Not only was the place completely packed, there wasn't even live music, it was just my birthday party, and the place was packed, but also in attendance were Mary Kay Letourneau and Vili Fulau.
Oh, my!
So you can see you had Mary Kay, Vili, and J.P. Patches at your birthday parties. That's pretty amazing.
Well, yeah. It was epic. I mean, the place was packed. It was festive. It was fun. So there we go.
Rock on, Joe.
And to go along with what he just said, all of us on the show, we all chipped in because we know that you've forever wanted nothing more than a Safeway cupcake, and we all chipped in and got you one. It's just like getting a brand new bass guitar.
So great.
But yeah, with the pink frosting, we know that's your favorite. So, you know, money was no object with the three of us.
You guys are too kind.
We're givers.
206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics. And Taylor from Marysville, earlier today we were talking about places that were featured in movies or TV shows that you've been to. Tell us about where you used to work.
Okay, so, hey, I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you,
Taylor. And then also, Steve, what's up from the Jury family?
What's up?
I used to work out at the Department of Corrections at the Monroe facility, and part of the butterfly effect was actually filmed there, and it was in one of the buildings that I worked in that is, I believe it is no longer in use, but I could be wrong. They might still be using one section of it.
That's crazy. Dude, literally yesterday, Danny and I were having a conversation about how much we love the movie The Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's really cool because, like, they actually used the real prisoners out at the facility, too, for parts of the movie. And some of the guards that are in that movie are also, they were corrections officers at the time.
That is cool. I don't think I realized that movie was filmed at any point locally.
No. When we were talking about yesterday, I wasn't even part of the conversation. So no. it's kind of trippy, man.
The website American Songwriter just came up with a great list. They named three songs that sound like Pearl Jam, but are not Pearl Jam.
No. I'm convinced that two of the three are super easy, and you guys will be able to pick them out like from the first note. But there's one that I think might actually surprise you.
Okay. Which bands are they? We will tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The
Daily Mix Show.
The website American Songwriter just came out with a great list. They named three songs that sound like Pearl Jam, but aren't.
All right, do you guys want? I'm going to put you guys to the test. I'll play the songs that they picked and see if you can guess them. I have a feeling that this one should be pretty easy. Are you ready?
Yes.
I mean, this is just Creed.
This is Creed.
This is Creed, which is just Pearl Jam.
Watch it. Watch your whore mouth.
Feel so alive. Is that the one?
Oh, such a jam, Danny.
All right, that one was a gimme.
Yeah.
This one is weird, but I feel like you're going to be able to pick it out, but I think it's very weird, and I'll tell you why once you figure it out.
But it's on the table.
Is it fair for me to say it?
Yeah.
I know it. Okay, so it's Temple of the Dog.
Right.
But, I mean, there's like an appearance by Eddie Vedder in this band, in this song.
And also four of the five members of Temple of the Dog are now in Pearl Jam. Eddie Vedder, Mike McCready, Jeff Amen, and Matt Cameron.
Yep.
And then you get, oh, I don't know, Eddie Vedder.
It's weird that they sound like Pearl Jam.
Yeah, so
that's Scott Stapp right there singing. Right there. All right, the last one, I'm curious to see if you guys can figure out who this is.
Some like mothers sail me down the river.
It's a very big band.
Sail me down the river. Sail me down the river.
I'll give you a hint. I was once a member of this band.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah! One of my favorite songs of theirs. It's the last track on Purple. It's a great song.
It is giving Pearl Jam vibes.
Yeah, I could picture Eddie Vedder singing over
for
that.
Sure.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting, though.
We have a story about the two worst daycare workers of all time. So what did these people do? We will tell you during the Daily Migs download after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's a couple of daycare workers in Georgia. A woman that's 51. Her daughter-in-law is 35. They've now been arrested facing reckless conduct charges because, well, this is how they handled daycare. They decided to dose children with Benadryl and melatonin to make them nap.
Wow.
They completely and absolutely suck as human beings. Like, what the hell is wrong with
you? That's bad.
Right. Now, we have a bunch of other stories going on, but we're up against the clock. It's your birthday. We're celebrating at Tony V's in Everett on Sunday night, 7 to 11 p.m. We're all going to be there. And all morning long, we had different people wish you a happy birthday. But I feel like we need to revisit one of them to end the show on. In my opinion, it was the best birthday greeting. Yes, your husband gave a great one. Also, I mean, Marcus Trufant, great Seahawk and Coug legend. He gave you a great one as well, including adding his own music bed to it, which was awesome. But none better than your five-year-old son, Barrett. So I figured we should end the show wishing you a happy birthday from your son.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Happy birthday, love you.
Happy birthday, love you.
I love that 30 became kind of 40.
41, 42, 43,
44. 30, dirty, dirty.
I'm just impressed he can count to 40. That's great.
That's freaking awesome. Barry, you're the best. Hey, as far as weather, hitting 42 degrees, it's going to be sunny. The DND is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Happy birthday, Taryn Daly. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.